Hey, there's no need to be alarmed. I know you just woke up and everything feels so disorienting. But don't be afraid. What you're experiencing right now is called sleep paralysis. No, please don't try to struggle. You'll only end up tiring yourself, and I wouldn't want that. I need you to conserve your energy, okay? As long as I'm here with you, every muscle in your body will be unresponsive. I wish I could help you, but unfortunately my powers don't really have an off switch. The most you can do right now is move your eyes. And to be honest, that's all you need for now. I've also tried to make the sensation as gentle as possible, so you shouldn't be experiencing any drowning or choking sensations. Hopefully. Shh, 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 shh. Hush now. Relax. Feel that softness against your cheek. That's my hand. I mean you absolutely no harm. I promise. I can sense you've calmed down. Good. I'm glad. You probably think you're in some kind of vivid nightmare, don't you? Well, I promise you, I'm real. I am what you humans call a succubus. Aha! You've heard of succubi, haven't you? So I guess I don't have to tell you that we succubi are telepathic. I can hear all your thoughts. I can feel how scared you are. And I want you to know that I won't harm you in any way. I would never hurt you, okay? But I guess I owe you an explanation as to why I'm here. I am dying. I am dying. And I've come here because I really need your help. You see, succubi are not like humans. We don't eat or drink, at least not by your human definitions of those words. To survive, succubi have to... Essentially, we feed on lust. That involves paralyzing humans, usually men, filling them with an overwhelming amount of lust and pleasure, and then feeding on them. Unfortunately, this eventually leads to their deaths. Oh, no, no, no. No, don't be frightened, please. I promise I won't kill you. I won't hurt you in any way. Please don't be scared of me. Here, here, focus on my hands. They're so soft and warm on your face, right? This is another power of mine. I can calm you with just a touch. That's it. Close your eyes and just focus on my warm, soft hand on your cheek. Listen to me. Listen to me. I would never hurt you. I would never use you just to fill my need for lust, even if it killed me. The truth is, I've known you for a long time. Much, much longer than you realize. You may not remember me, but I am the girl from your dreams. Aha! I see you're starting to remember now. Dreams are funny things. Usually you forget them as soon as you wake up, but sometimes you remember fragments, glimpses of your subconscious. I am that girl from your dreams, the one you can only vaguely remember. I've been visiting you at night, always in a different outfit. Always with my facial features hazy, yet somehow beautiful. This strange woman, so beautiful, you can't describe her. Not even the color of her hair or her eyes. Nothing. Just a beautiful woman in your dream. It's been me this whole time. I know that sometimes you lie in bed at night and feel so lonely and so sad. I just wanted to help you. Instead of just milking you dry and leaving you for dead like succubi are supposed to do, I wanted to help you. And that is the very reason why I'm so weak right now. Ever since the first time I entered your mind and experienced all these awful and despairing emotions, I couldn't bear to harm you in any way. Because this world has thrown enough sorrow at you already. I'm not that familiar with the concepts of love or affection. But I think I've fallen in love with you. I have this almost uncontrollable urge to make you happy. To make you smile. So, I've been starving myself for you. Right now my body is urging me to force myself onto you, to just milk you dry, fill myself up and leave you for dead. But I can't. I can't. Because I love you. So, I have to fight back my natural instincts. And the longer I do that, the closer I come to my inevitable death. And I am so scared. I don't want to die. I don't want to die because I don't know where I'll end up. You humans talk of an afterlife, but I'm not so sure. I just want to stay here with you. That's all I want. Please, please just let me explain what I need from you. If you want to refuse, that's fine. I would never force you to do something that makes you uncomfortable. But at the very least, please listen to me. Okay. I found a way for us both to survive. I guess you humans would call it a sort of loophole. As you know by now, succubi can enter the minds of humans and influence their thoughts. This mental manipulation is often done when the human is sleeping, preferably in a dream state. The reason you're paralyzed right now is because I've been inside your head for far too long. Many succubi use this paralysis to have their way with their victim. But of course I'm not going to do that to you. Instead, I want you to let me enter your dream state one final time. Only this time, you'll be awake. This might not make much sense, but I want to enter your mind. And I want to stay there. I need you to... Well... I need you to have sex with me. It's called a joining ritual. It's a forbidden act, but I've read about it, and over the ages there have been rogue succubi who've pulled off this ritual. And I want to be one of them. You have to ejaculate inside me, and that will create a sort of link between us. I can then use my powers to create an image of myself inside your mind. A thought, an idea. I will become a figment of your imagination, quite literally. Then I won't have to worry about hunger ever again. I'll be able to live and breathe inside a world constructed by your imagination. Look, I know this sounds absolutely crazy. It's definitely a lot to take in. But I promise you, I can do it. I've done extensive research on the joining ritual, and I'm confident in my abilities. And the fact of the matter is that I want to do it. For the rest of my life, I want to live inside your head. I want to experience all your memories and explore your imagination. And the most beautiful thing of all is that when you eventually perish due to old age or whatever the case may be, I'll be right there beside you. We'll die together. I know this is a big favor I'm asking you, but you're my last resort. This ritual will allow me to live on inside your mind. It's either this or feed on another human, and I can't do that. I can't be like the other succubi. I just can't stomach the idea of taking a human life, especially now I know you humans aren't as simple as you seem. Oh, no. Humans aren't simple at all. I've explored your dreams. I've seen the blueprint of your mind. And I can tell you for a fact that the human mind is a labyrinth. I want to explore that labyrinth. It's hard for me to admit this. For succubi, showing affection is a sign of weakness. We use affection, or any kind of emotion, really, as weapons to manipulate inferior species, succumbing to emotions like love or lust or happiness. That would be like turning that weapon on ourselves. I guess that's exactly what's happening to me now. I love you. I love you so much. And if the alternative to death is being trapped inside your mind until we both perish, then I will gladly grow old with you. Gladly. But this has to be your decision. I think it's better if I take my hands off your face for now. I don't want anything to affect your decision-making. It's either a definite yes or a definite no. No maybes. No dubiousness. Just yes or no. What? Oh no, I think my powers are influencing your mind. There's no way you could possibly make a decision, so... What? You're thanking me. I don't know what to say. I don't understand. I guess you're lucid. You are lucid, right? Somebody under the influence of succubi magic wouldn't be thanking me. That's such a strange thing to do. I honestly, I don't know what to say. Well, yes. I am technically the girl from your dreams, but you love me. Oh, no. I don't think you have full control of your thoughts. My powers must be affecting you. You seem so sure of yourself. Your thoughts aren't jumbled. Or excited or emotional in any way. They're just so calm. Confident. Do you really love me? Do you really and truly love me in the same way that I love you? Bye. Come here. I wish you weren't paralyzed. I wish I could hear your sweet voice. I've only ever heard it in your dreams, but that's not really the same. I love you so much. So much. I would do anything for you. Does this mean you accept my proposition? Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What was that? Did I just feel your tongue coil around mine? How are you? How are you doing? How are you doing that? How are you, Eve? How are you even moving your mouth like that? Oh no, my power's failing. Okay, I won't question it. Just keep kissing me. Was that a moan? Did you just moan? Like with your mouth? How are you doing this? Can you move the rest of your body? Hey, try flexing your fingers. So strange. The rest of your body is unresponsive, but you can still speak to me. You're even able to kiss me. There must be some explanation for this. I mean, the only reason I can think of is that I'm losing my powers, and that would mean... No. If I'm losing my powers, then I guess I must be really close to dying. That's the only reason why my powers would fail like this. What? Oh, right, yes. We should probably start the ritual before I... Well... Let me slide this blanket off you. May I take off your PJs? Oh, I'm sorry, I guess it's obvious that I can. I just want to make sure that you're 100% okay with this. Wow. Your penis. It's so hard already. I'm sort of speechless. This is actually the first time I've seen one. I mean, I've learnt about them. I've seen pictures of them. But I've never actually seen one, let alone touched one. May I touch it. Does this feel good? I know I'm supposed to grip it firmly, but not too tight. And I know I'm supposed to fondle the balls too. Because that's where all the semen is. That's where all my sustenance comes from. I want to taste it. Fuck. I suddenly have this extreme urge to jerk you off until all your cum spurts out into my mouth. But I can't. I shouldn't. For the ritual to work, I need you to come someplace else. I need you to come inside of me. Is it a bit hot in here, or is it just me? I feel a bit nervous, but excited as well. It's like all my life has led up to this point. And now I feel a bit overwhelmed. Yes. Yes. This is the first time I'm doing this. I am a virgin. I know humans tend to make fun of virgins, but for a succubus, it is an extremely embarrassing admission. Why are you asking? Am I doing it wrong? Okay. Okay. I'm glad it feels good. But don't worry about my inexperience. I am a succubus after all. All I have to do is follow my instincts. It's too bad you can't move, though. I would have liked to feel your touch. To have your arms wrapped around me. Still, your cock feels so nice in my hands. It's so exciting to control you like this. I stroke and you moan. Stroke and moan. Stroke and moan. It's almost mechanical, like there's a mechanism inside your cock. A little button. Look at that. You're starting to leak a little. I believe you humans call this pre-cum, no? Yum. Delicious pre-cum. May I have a taste? Oh, wow. This is absolutely divine. It feels like I haven't eaten in ages. Oh, let me suck it some more. I want some more of your tasty pre-cum. I almost forgot about the balls. One of the most important parts of a human male's body, is it not? Definitely very important for succubi. This little cum factory between your legs. Oh, you taste so good, my love. Oh, I wish I could feed on you forever. But I can't. I shouldn't. But I will make this last as long as possible. I promise. What? You want me to go faster? Oh, no. I don't think that's a good idea. The longer you keep it in, the more potent your ejaculation will be. And we need your ejaculate to be of high quality, or else the joining ritual won't work. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. But I can't let you come. Not yet. But I'll make it up to you, okay? Let me pleasure you with my pussy. Unfortunately, I'm gonna have to reveal my true nature to do this. My true form. Please don't be frightened. My true form is drastically different to the figure before you. As you humans would say, it's very demonic. But please, please don't be scared. I'm still the same succubus from your dreams. The same girl who made you feel happy and wanted. There. This is my true form. Wings, horns, hellishly red skin. The works. Oh, now you're just flattering me. You can't possibly think I'm beautiful. Okay, you're right. I don't detect any hesitance from you, but thank you. Thank you so much for, well, for being you. You're still so hard. Good. Allow me to just get on top of you. There we go. Is it okay if I rub it against my pussy like this? Yeah. Yeah, like this. Does it feel good? Oh, my. You're moaning so much, even though I haven't even put it in yet. Does being teased turn you on? Yes, I can tell. Oh, fuck. Your balls are so firm and heavy in my hand. I can feel all of that cum churning inside you, eager for release. No more teasing. I want you inside me. No. Yeah. Oh, yes. That feels so good. So right. You just slide right into place. Oh, it's like this dick was meant to be inside me. Oh, like my pussy was made to envelop this gorgeous cock of yours. Nah, I'm gonna stop riding you now, okay? Please moan as loudly as you want. This is the first time I've heard your voice outside of your dreams, and I want you to use it. I want to hear how much you're enjoying this. Oh, shit. Oh, you feel so good inside of me. Ow. Oh, no wonder the other succubi think I'm crazy for abstaining from sex. This is fucking amazing. Oh, fuck. Yes. It feels so good. Oh, I wish you could move those sexy hips of yours. Oh, I wish I could feel you thrust yourself into me. Oh, pleasuring me with every push and every pull. I don't know if this is just the succubus in me speaking, but being on top of you, oh, is such a turn on. No, oh, grinding, hearing you moan, watching you squirm and gasp as I move my hips up and down on this cock. Knowing that I'm the one doing it, knowing that I'm responsible for all these wonderful sensations you're experiencing. Oh, it's such a delight. Now you feel me so well. Oh, can you feel how much I'm enjoying this? Oh, can you feel how wet I am? Your cock is practically drenched. Would you like to taste it? Would you like to taste my cum? Here, let me get some on my fingers. Okay. Open your mouth. Say ah. How does it taste? Good, huh? It has a vague sweetness to it. It doesn't just taste good, though. It's also functional. It lubricates your cock, but it also keeps you hard, keeps you aroused, and multiplies your pleasure tenfold. Unfortunately, the average human cannot handle such immense pleasure for long. But don't worry, I'll keep you safe. Oh, I want to use these last few moments to make you feel pleasures that no other human alive on Earth has ever felt before. Oh, fuck. Oh, you must know how thankful I am. Oh, you're saving me from a lifetime of guilt and pain. Oh, my only regret is that I'm not human like you. But once this ritual is complete, I guess I will be much more than just a succubus. I will be an extension of this beautiful human mind of yours. Oh, yes, that feels so good. Oh, it's time. Oh, come for me. It's what your body wants. So just give in, relax while I ride you.
shivering in your lines. Just squirt all that gum inside of me. Oh, fuck. I promise you, your climax will be like nothing you've ever felt before. I will engrave this night into your memory. You'll remember this night as our night. The night you reached levels of pleasure that no other human has tasted. Oh, come inside me, you beautiful, sexy man. Oh, come inside me, because you fucking deserve it. Oh, come. Come for me. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, that's it. I can feel you twitching inside me. Oh, fuck. Just keep gumming all that warm cum into me as deep as you can. Oh, fuck. That's it. Even those last few dribbles. I never thought that being filled would be this exhilarating. Oh, I feel so warm inside, so comfortable. Especially with your dick still inside me, plugging up all that gum. Oh, everything just feels so right. You did such a good job. What is it? Are you tired? That's understandable. I believe sex can be quite tiring for humans. Okay, just lie back and... Wait, did you just move? Oh, wow! You're not paralyzed anymore. I guess I must be on death's doorstep right about now. No, don't get up. Just relax. Don't worry about me. You've done more than enough today. You deserve a good rest. The ritual? No. Don't worry yourself about it. You did good. We just have to wait for a few minutes. I can already feel our minds linking. Honestly, I'm really excited. I can't wait to live out the rest of my life inside your mind. Inside the mind of my favourite human. Come on, let's cuddle. That's the right word, right? Cuddle? Wrap your arms around me. No, leave your cock inside me. I like having it there. It feels nice and strangely comforting. Shh. Go to sleep. In the morning, I won't be here. But you can visit me anytime you want to. All you have to do is close your eyes and dream.